Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
32 degrees right now. We're going to get into the low 50s.
So it's that sunny.
Cool. Yeah, sunny today.
Yeah.
Even better tomorrow. It's going to be cloudy, but we could be diddling 70.
Ooh, that's some nice warm diddling.
But warm diddling. One of my favorite Chicago Blues players in the 1930s. Today is a monumental day in the
what
break
happened?
Room. If you're listening... You are listening to history. If you are on our live stream, Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube or Twitch.
No, Tommy didn't grow two sizes.
Tommy
yeah.
got a new chair.
Brand spanking ass new.
This is the first new chair you've ever had in this building.
Yes.
The chair that we got rid of was with you for how long?
So it came from the old building.
Okay.
So it had to be 2006, I want to say.
Damn.
That chair has been around.
So 20 years.
20-year chair. Oh, yeah, easily.
All right, so for a little background, this new chair has been about 2 years in the making. Because 2 years ago, Tommy's chair broke.
Yeah, it was just kind of wearing out.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, that ass, that gross ass, is rubbing its ass all over the ass parts.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. So finally, yesterday, Tommy's new chair shows up, and something has happened.
Whatever.
Well, you're a guy who's not great with technology.
No.
And that's not your fault, man. No, it happens to the best of us. It's all going to happen to all of us. But Tommy has reached a point in his career where the technology in his chair is too much for him.
Yeah, because I kind of always thought that every guy, much like TV technology, every man kept up with recliner technology. Like, you're just naturally good at it.
Yeah. It's got a lot of stuff to it, though.
So, Tommy, if you're watching the live stream, you can see right now, it has a remote control. It's got style. Okay, don't press the buttons, please.
All right, sorry. All right.
You press the button again? I was waiting for you to be a dick.
No, I want to make sure it's not doing nothing.
Okay. All right, no, I was kidding. You press the buttons. Could you please show our live streamers your remote control?
It's got a remote.
All right, so what kind of features do we have on the chair?
So you can, I got to get my reading light. So you can.
By the way, you have a charger in that chair.
No, hold on. No, I just hit it. So you talked, and now I messed up.
Yeah, I'm sure it was my fault.
Because we talked, he messed up.
There we go. So it's got heat, it's got massage, it's got, you can raise and lower it.
Okay.
You can.
So it can like shoot you up. Out of the chair.
Got yeah, it. You can put your feet up, and it's, that's it.
Okay, can we get a view for our people watching on the live stream, what it looks like when you are trying to raise yourself out of the chair? Do you know how to do that yet?
Well, I'm heading up.
Okay, you're going up.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Careful, you're going to fall out of that thing.
No.
Do you know how to go back down?
No.
Hold on. Hey, look at him go. You know what he looks like? Remember the old McDonald's like play places where they had like the little merry-go-round where you press a button?
All right, here we go. Now I'm back down.
Going back down again.
And down.
So, Kimmy.
What?
I'm sorry, you were going to say.
No, I said.
You missed it.
Yeah, I did. I missed the initial chair, like his introduction to the chair.
He walks in, he's all excited, and then he sees like the electronicals stuck to the side of it, and he picks up the remote. He didn't know, but I started filming him.
Yeah.
Watching him, he's just pressing all of the buttons.
Right.
Right? And he's like, oh, it's heat. And he like puts his hand on the chair to see if the heat is happening because you're worried you would turn down the heat and you can't turn off the heat.
Yes.
All right.
But
how long is it going to, are you going to, there's two ways men go with new technology that they don't understand. Either they learn it so they can take advantage of all of it.
Yeah.
Or they never use it again.
I'm never going to use any of it. I mean, I'm not going to. What am I going to use?
The massager?
I'm going to talk like this all day?
I mean, I would think just raising it up and getting out of the chair is going to make your life easier.
It'll save you some time.
I can get out of the chair.
I know you can.
By the way, that's not as low as the chair goes. You've raised yourself up to make yourself
look taller.
No, I think it is.
It is? Because I'm looking at this one, and it's lower to the ground.
Oh, I can see the side. It looks like it's all the way down.
Oh, no, it goes back and out. Okay. Up, now we're going back.
I guess as low as it goes. And then it's got stuff you hit, it doesn't do nothing.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe
it
that's
don't do nothing.
The explosion button?
Like it says, like, I don't know.
Your ass is going to be on fire in about 2 minutes.
It's very frustrating.
Wait, the chair is frustrating?
No, the remote. The chair is fine.
I was just messing with the remote on this. We got two new chairs. Well, I'll switch it over to the four, too, so you can see the blank chair. I mean, yeah. Oh, the camera's not actually working.
That's the guest chair.
Never mind. But no, I would be thrilled to have this chair, and you're angry at the chair.
No, I mean, I just needed a chair. I didn't need all the bells and whistles.
Do you hear this right now? I wanted it as a standard American-made chair.
It's a nice chair with options. You don't have to use those options. But by the way, I even said, like, don't get used to the options because they're going to be broken in about a week.
You're right. Somebody's going to break this crap.
Yeah. Yeah, some other people are in our studio. Yeah. And, yeah, they seem to like to use our
stuff.
They'll
all of a sudden be making funny noises.
Yeah. It'll be stuck in one position and I can't get it unstuck.
There's going to be a whole pizza box in there somewhere.
Yes.
But I think what is most remarkable about this chair is for 20 years, you were sitting in a chair that was double the size that you needed the chair to be.
Yeah, I look like a little kid in first class.
Your feet now touch the ground.
Yeah.
And you look like a normal size human.
And it feels great on my back.
Wow.
My back, I got the bed sciatic.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah. No,
I got my back pill.
That's why you're wearing your tracksuit again today.
I got my tracksuit and I got on my leggings and the whole thing. What?
Nothing.
You were dressed like a guy that would be confused by chair buttons. What is this? I don't get it. I don't like it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy got a new chair for the first time in 20 years.
Pretty sweet sitting.
Looks like an astronaut this morning.
Look at that.
So the other thing that is bothering me a little bit.
What?
All right. When the engineers went and found these chairs for us. Yeah. We have to have certain things. By the way, you also have USB plugs on the side so you can plug your phone and computer in.
Right. Oh, my computer, yeah, that's good.
You know how many people would kill to have all of these options? I would kill to have that chair. Yeah. You want to switch chairs?
Yeah, sure, whatever. I don't use a computer.
You can put.
You know what's funny? I was talking to somebody that works here because we had to turn in our laptops recently because they were doing a bunch of stuff to them, and this person was like, does Tommy do a lot of work from home?
Yes.
And I go, to be honest, in the 10 years I've been here, I have never seen Tommy on a computer, period. Any computer in the building.
Right.
I've never seen him with a keyboard in front of him.
No.
Never once have I witnessed that.
Can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
When is the last time you were on an actual computer?
But my wife's laptop count?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
I was trying to find some. We were trying to find someplace where we were driving to.
When you type, do you use one finger on each hand?
Oh, bro, yeah. Okay. I am like a sad monkey on a computer. Like I am one finger, one finger. I can't type, and even if I could master typing, it wouldn't matter because I can't spell.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
Understood.
You know what I mean? And yeah, I might be the only person in radio that doesn't use a computer at all when they're working, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's funny.
And I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's not
but I'm
good.
Take it.
It's not a good thing.
Why?
Why? I got a chair with USB ports.
Yeah, they just gave me a chair. Suckers.
Okay.
A computer chair.
Something you need to keep in mind.
About the science chair?
Yes. I understand that you just wanted a chair, and I get it, man.
I told him to just swap out the good chair with the bad chair.
No, I know. You didn't ask for
you
this.
You did not ask for this chair? Understood. But our engineers who went and found these chairs.
But they worked hard on it.
Yeah,
I felt
did
bad.
Research. Like they like took notes on what you needed, what you wanted.
And I felt bad because these guys are like here all the time fixing stuff.
Okay. You need to learn how to do some basic stuff on that.
I'm doing it right now.
Keypad. Well, I'm just saying because they're going to come in today around like 8, 9 o'clock.
All right.
And they're going to turn the corner and they're going to want to see you super excited about the chair.
I am. I mean, I like the chair. It's very comfortable.
Okay. But you also have to, like, press buttons to be like, oh, check out what I can do.
All right. Well, I got up and down.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
And I know how to hit the massager.
Okay.
That's all you need.
Okay, no, that's fine. Right, yeah. Because you have a bad habit of when you are given a gift to be a dick about it.
I'm hitting the massager.
Why do I have a feeling that beep is going to be a standard part of our show from this point forward? How's the massage?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Do you hear it?
Sounds like a rumbling.
It sounds like a truck is coming down the road.
It feels like there's, I'm like rumbling along.
No, like you have a bad habit, and this happened on the air a couple of years ago. Some listeners wanted to come in and give you Christmas presents.
Yes.
And the ones you didn't like, You threw on the floor.
It was a joke.
It was not a joke.
This is a little joke.
No, because we did that because you were so bad at receiving gifts a couple years ago. A sales guy brought down a bottle of wine
for
everybody.
Oh, my God.
Everybody.
That was 10 years
ago. That's before
ago.
I got here, that's and I never got one because you ruined it before I even got here.
So
it was low wine.
So I'll take low wine.
So he brings in a bottle of wine for everyone in the room. Yeah. He gives it to Tommy, and the guy who sat in my chair before me, while the man is in the room, goes, oh, great. And he goes to hand it to the guy. He goes, maybe you can cook with this. And he's serious. He's not trying
to
be a dick.
God.
So now this guy brings wine to every personality on the air in the building except for this room because Tommy doesn't know when to shut his stupid mouth. You could have regifted it.
I don't know. It was weird getting a bottle of wine from a man.
Why?
I don't know.
You're Italian.
Like, I know.
Yeah, I know.
So what I'm saying is, like, don't sit here and be like, oh, I know how to thank people for a chair. No, you don't.
I will be very ingratiated, if that's a word. The chair.
I didn't know you were Latino.
I didn't either, really.
I also feel bad for the engineers.
Maybe with this tracksuit, I can pull it off.
Kimmy, I also feel bad for the engineers because you know they were walking around this furniture place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, looking for, like, the best thing they could find, Tommy.
They were sending me pictures, like, not only of, like, the different styles of chair, but, like, the colors. Like, because they just wanted to get it right because they knew how picky you were about everything. They tried to find something as close to what you had as possible, almost to, like, trick your brain so you couldn't complain about it.
All right, let me be – this is going to come off a little dickish, but this is the – first of all, chair, dynamite.
Yeah.
Number one chair, uh-huh. A number one chair.
Uh-huh. But –
it's only missing two things.
What's that?
Well, it could use a cell phone holder over here, and you know it's missing over here.
Cup holder?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't
almost every chair now they sell cup holders. How do they find two chairs with no cup holders?
You get a massaging heating chair.
I would use
that.
Will
have lift a table you. Next to you. It's not like you don't have anywhere to
sit. Yeah,
but
I got
to
reach. Right there would have been nice.
That would have just been too much of a distraction having your phone right next to your hand.
All right. That's just a couple of observations.
Why don't you get one of those old man things they sell at late night
that
at Fox
over?
News? Yeah, you got it.
Oh, the caddy.
Oh, yeah, you could.
They call it the caddy.
I was kidding. Don't actually.
No, because I could put my remote, my newspaper, whatever book, my readers in
we
there.
Call it Tommy's second living room.
Please don't. I was kidding. Please don't get one of those things.
Yeah, I don't have a chair like this in my house.
You don't have a house.
That's true.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, we're doing radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, how about that?
The best crime, Tommy,
yeah.
Is the crime of opportunity.
Okay.
And according to police, this man took an opportunity. Are you okay over there?
Well, the mic has to get adjusted to the
new
chair.
Oh, my God, you diva. Excuse me, Mariah Carey over here. The mic has to get adjusted to the new chair. Kimmy's mic is off. We are a disaster right now.
His new chair is too high.
It's going to take a little bit.
Okay.
I'm good.
According to police,
what'd I say?
This man took an opportunity. What he was going to do with this,
yeah.
Well, that's the question. So either this is sneaky brilliant or crime that makes no real sense.
Oh,
you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A man in Lyons is in some trouble this morning.
What'd he do?
On account of some sticky fingers.
Oh.
Police were called for a robbery in progress last Saturday afternoon when witnesses saw a man leaving a renovation site with something in his hand. The 50-year-old man was later caught. According to police, at a friend's house in possession of what they say he took from the apartment renovation.
So he went in basically like a construction site basically and started grabbing stuff.
Yeah, they were building apartments.
All right.
The item that he allegedly stole?
Yeah.
A window.
Oh.
Like a brand new freaking window?
One window.
One window, please.
One
window, please.
So he was arrested, charged with burglary, possession of stolen property, petty larceny. He has a court date coming up, 252 WCMF. Stealing one window.
Hmm. Yeah.
What are you going to do with...
Yes. You're going to flip a window?
Okay.
And you can't hide from the cops behind your window.
All right. So if you steal one window,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
Is that something you're taking for yourself?
But the window would have to fit whatever you're going
to... Yeah, like you'd have to have a the perfect spot for
right,
it.
Right,
yeah.
The perfect measurements.
Yeah.
Or is that all you could find to grab because it was like in a box and easy to carry?
But
yeah, maybe it was in a box and you didn't know what it was.
Okay.
You just took it because... Figured it would be say something window of value. On it, I don't know.
Does the box say window?
Well, yeah, anything you get, it would say what it is.
Can you flip one window?
To
I
who?
Guess you could.
A guy with a tiny house?
Yes. Or sell it back to the guy that's putting in that window?
Window for sale, one window over here. You'd also have to know someone willing to buy
a window.
A window.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? And I
like it would all have to line up so perfectly.
And like I have a lot of friends in my life that would buy a lot of things for. I can't think of a single person in my life that would be like, yes, I would like that one window.
Single window.
Please. I've said the word window so much, it's lost all meaning. Window. Did this guy know he did something illegal?
Well, he'd have to know he walked out and took some.
All right, stay with me here. All right. Now, granted, he's 50 years old,
right?
But if this stuff is like kind of out in the open, did he think maybe it was trash?
Oh, like it was outside the construction site, well, like sitting there, like open, like not in a box?
I don't know. I mean, we don't know much about the scene here because, look.
Yeah, maybe they thought that they had already replaced the window, so that was the old window that they stuck back in the box.
I mean, there are guys that'll just grab anything.
And we are assuming it's boxed.
That's out.
Yeah, okay.
So if it's sitting there naked ass out of the box window, yeah, he could have.
Because, like, look, there are garbage pickers all over the greater Rochester area, to your point.
But it depends where the window is from the construction site. If it's at the curb, yeah. But if it's like still, if he had to go inside the building to get it, it's not trash.
But this could also be like an open construction site right now.
Right, but you're not allowed in there.
Okay, I understand.
You can't go rooting around and go, oh, they're not using this hammer today.
Yeah. Look, you say all this stuff and it's logical, but there are plenty of people who have gotten in fights with garbage pickers because these garbage pickers assume that these things that are laying out are just for the taking and they're not.
Okay.
Because like, look, again, taking one window doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Right? Unless
especially a window, because windows are so different. Like, if you can seal a door, you could probably, most doors are pretty standard size, but windows are in all shapes and sizes. You're never going to sell it to anybody.
You sound like a guy at the Home Depot trying to make a field trip.
All shapes and sizes.
Windows have all shapes and sizes. It's a window to your future, this window.
I mean, I guess if you could find a buyer for that specific window with its dimensions.
That's what I mean. Like, it'd be impossible.
Are windows are expensive, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but like, windows are expensive because you buy more than one window.
Usually you had to replace the entire house, and it could be like $20,000.
Okay, so like, what does one window cost then?
Well, at Wonder Windows, I can put you in. You can stand on it. You can stand on theirs too, but it's going to cost you. I don't know. I mean, sometimes, like, I replaced a window in my house with the Brian Gianta's dad.
Okay.
And that window was 300.
Oh, you're talking about Gianta
windows. Yeah, Gianta windows. Yeah. And then he checked me into it.
It would have been funnier with a step stool joke, I'm just saying, because they're all tiny people.
Well, I don't like to point out, I'm not a heightist.
No, well, not anymore, you're not, with that tilted forward chair of yours.
But that window was like $300.
So just a single window. And that was 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
So... Yeah, like you've talked to people that put windows in their house. It's a $20,000 job.
Okay. Yeah, and especially if you have an older house, you may need like a specific type of window.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it's possible then that window was a $500 to $1,000.
Yeah, it could be, or it could have been a junk-ass window.
Junk-ass window sounds like...
It could
like
be low window.
Junk-ass window is a dad cover band name. We're junk-ass window, thank you. 252 WCMF, we're talking about this story out in Lyons. A 50-year-old man has been arrested after police say he went into an apartment renovation and took a window, a single window. He was later found with the window at his buddy's house, charged with petty larceny, possession of stolen property, and burglary. I'm sorry, go ahead.
He took it to his buddy's house.
I'm glad you caught that, too.
Okay. So all of a sudden, here comes Fred, coming out the yard with a window.
How do you explain why you have a window?
Yeah, and why are you bringing it to my house?
Was he trying to sell the window to
him? Maybe his buddy does like odd, like, you know, work like that for people, so he figured, maybe he can use this one day.
See, no, it's okay, that's possible. Mm. It also, though, if he took it to his buddy's house, it makes me lean even more towards he thought it might be trash, because guys do love showing off the junk they got for free.
Yeah, but it's a window.
Yeah.
I understand, but check out this window. It's like brand new. Pretty cool, huh? I got this window.
Yeah.
Oh. Either that or he and his buddy are big-time window enthusiasts.
Oh, yes, that's true.
You know, it is a little strange to me what some folks feel comfortable leaving lying around.
Mm.
Because there are plenty of, like, construction and renovation sites where you look and like all of the materials are just there and nobody's there.
Yeah.
And nobody's keeping an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
To all of you folks that work in that business, why do you do that?
So I don't think that those are the pros. I think those are the guys doing their own stuff because the pros aren't going to lose their stuff. Because usually when I see stuff like that laying around, it's a guy doing his own work.
You think so?
Yeah. Because those guys are not going to, I mean, they got too much money invested.
Well, see, I thought the same thing, but there's plenty of times where, I don't know, man, it looks like a pretty professional setup.
Oh, maybe. I mean, that's a lot of money laying around, to your point.
Well, bro, we found out a couple of months ago that, like, even the pros, when it comes to, like, those heavy machinery things,
yeah,
leave the keys in them so other people can come use them. Don't forget that story where that guy drove that, like, massive
front-end loader.
Yeah, from Henrietta all the way out to, where was he? He got, like, 40 miles down the road.
He was way out.
By the way, that guy was just charged with that story.
Oh, my God.
It had gone that long.
Did he run out of gas?
I don't know why he ditched it.
Didn't it like peter out on him at one point?
I think we were making assumptions it must have. Because you can't really pull into a Sunoco.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll fill her up. Premium, please.
So you think they're pretty nonchalant with their stuff?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, you guys have seen sites like
this. I've walked past like new builds. Like, if there's a neighborhood where there's a bunch of new houses going up. And you're right. Like, I have noticed, like, maybe not like big equipment left out. But like certain things here and there, I'm like, somebody could just walk off with this. I don't know if they're going to need, if this is extra stuff or what. But yeah, there are sometimes like stacks of stuff left behind.
I am amazed like when people come over to work at your house, what they forget and they never come back for it.
Yeah.
And you'll tell them, hey, man, you left us there, and they'll just never show up again.
Yeah, we had work done in our basement last year. I still have a Carhartt jacket, a really nice Carhartt jacket that the guy just left behind.
Yeah.
And we called and we're like, you left your Carhartt jacket. He's like, okay.
But like screwdrivers, hammers, ladders. Yeah. And they're just there.
Maybe you guys don't charge so much to bring your stuff home. Just saying, I don't know. Just take it out loud here.
Yeah.
Keep it, right? I don't know. We got Facebook messages coming in. We may have actually now gotten to the bottom of the window situation.
Oh, okay.
Why someone would steal a single window.
Mm-hmm.
This comes in from Ron. Ron says, if the window was either still in the box or had all the stickers on it brand new, he could take that window back to where they bought the window in exchange for cash or stuff.
Yes, he could. Yeah, that he could do. He could take it like Home Depot or Lowe's.
Okay. But that would also be suspicious, wouldn't it? I don't have a receipt for a single window.
No, but you get store credit.
No, I got it.
Which is the same as cash, buddy.
It's not, though, because cash I could spend anywhere.
Yeah.
This one, I spent at the
Home Depot. Well, you can go buy another window.
You buy the same window you just returned for store credit? Stupid. Okay, that would make sense, but that's even more of a reason not to leave this stuff lying around.
True.
Unless, is there like some kind of scam? No, I don't want to accuse the good people that build and take care of all our stuff.
Yeah.
Do you leave it out hoping it gets taken because you're not going to use it and you could, like, it was worth X amount?
Seems
you
like write it off kind of be something? A pain in the...
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, because you're going to have to order a new one.
Unless you're not going to use that one. Do you bring extra windows just in case?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
That'd be like a lot of wasted money.
Yeah, but so is leaving behind Carhartt jackets, screwdrivers, and ladders.
Yeah.
We're not good businessmen.
No, we're
or
not.
Builders.
But here's the thing. Yeah. Neither's the guy who leaves the window out, right? Or the Carhartt jacket behind. I'm just saying. All right. So the moral of the story, if you have a bunch of windows, keep an eye on them.
Yes, you do.
Don't just walk off with anything you see lying around, because that could be something that you get charged for.
Yeah.
And if you left a Carhartt jacket in a neighborhood in Henrietta last year doing work in someone's basement, please take it back, because I'm not tough enough to wear it.
All right.
Fits me, too.
Why don't you wear it?
I'm going to wear a Carhartt jacket.
Yeah, but they're really good.
Yeah, they are. But, like, I don't want to be, like, that hipster that wears Carhartt stuff without...
No, you don't want to be that hipster wearing, like, sports clothing, obscure sports team, Kanye shirts. I don't want to be that guy.
Kanye shirt's gone. Thank you very much. That one's gone
that
forever.
One, put that one aside.
Bought that t-shirt pre-several comments. No, I can't... Bro,
you could pull off a Carhartt.
Yes, I could pull it off, but I think I'm also the height and beardedness enough where people would start asking me about like legitimate work stuff.
If nothing else, you're going to get some money for it. But sell it at the Lucky Flea.
But here's the thing. I'm afraid if the second I sell it, the guy's going to knock on my door and be like, hey, where's
McCormick?
Remember
that jacket you said you had?
All right, let's take a break.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
You go out to eat for a good meal.
Yeah.
But Tommy, for some, the ambience of where you're eating matters just as much as what you're eating.
Oh, sure.
There is fancy ambience. Mm. There is fun ambience. But we in upstate New York also love historic ambiance.
But you said it's a little bit of a drive.
Okay, it is a drive, yeah. Yes. But people are making this move because this restaurant down the road not only is old,
okay,
but it's fantastic.
But you're saying it's like one of the originals.
This is what I'm hearing.
Excuse me, it's a little guess.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the Stissing House?
Stissing?
Stissing House.
With an S?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, you shouldn't be. It's okay. The restaurant is the oldest tavern in America.
Really?
And it's within a day's drive. It's about 4 hours east of us, south of Albany. So it is a bit of a hike.
All right, but it's in New York.
Yes. Mm. But Tommy, the history of this place has people traveling hours to eat there.
So how old is it? It's got to be like 1700s?
It opened in 1782.
Oh.
So we were just barely a country.
Yep. 1776.
Hey, who was going out to eat back then?
George Washington?
Think about everybody was poor farmers and like we were like a peasant country, but somebody had enough bank to go, I think it's Saturday night. We go out for burgers?
Well, I mean, it was Albany, right? You probably had some wealthy people
but
in
there. But we were just starting out, man.
Yeah, bro. I mean, like, there were wealthy people there.
I would love to see that menu from, day one. It would have to be, pigeon and, steamed turnips and porridge.
There were, pubs and stuff. I mean, people went out to drink. Why wouldn't there be?
But that was like a rich man's thing because nobody had any money.
Ben Franklin was bouncing back between the States and France. People had money.
No, but Europe had money. We had nothing.
Okay.
All right, so
every guy that signed the Declaration of Independence would have been a multimillionaire.
Those outfits looked expensive.
All right? I mean, you can't afford buckles on shoes as a farmer. All right, so it was opened in 1782.
All right.
It's had several different owners. But this,
really?
This had
wow.
This iteration of this restaurant has been operating since 1995, and they go all in on the history.
Oh, they should.
Dinner is lit mostly by candle and fireplace light.
You can't see the menu then.
Yeah, right. The floor is still made from the trees cut down by the original settlers who built the place.
So is it basically the original building?
Yes, it is, yeah. The menu changes daily based on what's available, much like the old days, but it is high-end cuisine. So high-end, in fact, that this week the Stissing House, the oldest tavern in America, was named one of the best 15 restaurants in the United States.
So the food's off the charts.
So you got history, you got fantastic chow, and it's 4 hours away.
Wow.
And it's got people traveling from all over the Northeast.
I want to see it.
You want to go?
I'd love to go.
You aren't going to go.
No, I've...
You got to put on your blood clot socks sitting that long.
Yeah, true. But clot socks? No, but that would be cool to see because I was in one other one like that, and it was pretty amazing. But it looked like, it was like frozen in time.
So you're in. You would go?
Yeah.
Okay. Every other Kimmy restaurant we've brought up that's a day's drive, he's like, it's stupid. Nah. You're going to drive an hour and get a taco?
Well, this ain't Monte Taco or the cereal bowl. I mean, this is goddamn
history. Cereal bowl.
Because I bet you some famous historical people have eaten there.
So that's just
possible.
It has to.
In this article, you would think they would include that. They didn't get into it. I don't know. What would
I bet you they have. I bet you the history's all over the walls and stuff there.
But who?
Well, think of who founded this country and founded New York State.
Like Jim Boeheim?
Yeah.
Not that far off.
Maybe his granddaddy, Jebediah Boeheim.
Jebediah Boeheim.
Old Jeb.
But think about Washington could have been there. Who's really old New York people? Like the Rockefellers.
Okay, maybe. Now he's making up famous people being there to justify
it's not
the drive.
Out of the question.
Washington could have ate there. Jefferson. I mean, all
well,
those,
I guess, okay,
people were going in and out of Albany to cut deals.
But we don't necessarily know if this was the spot at the time. It could have just been one of the restaurants that survived.
Yeah, you're right. It might have been the Shalers of the time. With all due respect,
it might have just been another restaurant, but for whatever reason, they had luck and the others didn't. Right. I don't know.
I think you need more than luck to stay open from 1782.
True.
Now, again, it's been different restaurants, right? And the building had to be rehabbed just a couple of years ago, pre-1995, to get the restaurant to go. But it's always been a tavern.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this restaurant. It's called the Stissing House. It's 4 hours east of us, south of Albany. It's been open since 1782. It is the oldest tavern in America. It was also named one of the best 15 restaurants in the United States this week, and people from all over the Northeast are driving to come check this place out. So both of you guys are in on old historic restaurants.
Yeah, I find them pretty amazing.
Okay. Before we have this convo and get into it more, do we know what the oldest restaurant in the greater Rochester area is?
Hmm.
Ooh.
252 WCMF? Like, there have to be some places that are open that...
That are still open from the day one.
I mean,
one.
I
again,
think
maybe
that
not
are,
the same
yeah,
thing,
I was
but
say,
they're still operating.
Yeah.
There might be restaurants that are old and have been around a long time, but I don't know if they're still in the original location.
I'm talking original location. This is
still
the building.
Still there. Is there's got to be.
Is there anything pre-1900s?
Yeah, well, why wouldn't there be, right?
Can you name it then?
Would have to be probably like a Monroe Avenue, probably. Or down. It probably had to be downtown.
We would know this. Well, no. I mean, you also have places like old towns like Avon, Geneseo,
oh,
right? Like Hunterware Hall.
Yeah.
Like places that have been around for a long time. Because, like, there are some old ass buildings. I'm just thinking of Avon and Geneseo, right? That are right there on that main street that have been there forever.
Oh, sure.
But I don't know if they've been continuously operating as taverns.
Hmm.
I got glass.
You had to say it like that.
I got glass on the bottom of your tanker when you're drinking your beer to make sure that the bartender isn't stealing from you. Crime's out of control. Used to be better back in the day.
Nobody wants to work anymore.
In the 1740s.
The Charlotte Tavern?
Oh, we knew this.
Yeah, they celebrated their 150th anniversary.
Goddamn.
Back in 2023.
Is that Civil War or before or after?
150 from now. Let's do some math.
I hate this, man.
Hold on. It's 1873.
Yeah. So right after the war.
Thank you.
All right. 1864?
I don't know.
No, when the Civil War was
over. Yes, I know. Why are we doing this? Because we're just going to embarrass ourselves.
I know.
Right? It's like, hey, if we should eat this whole cake, we're probably not going to puke on ourselves.
So Lincoln could have eaten there if things would have worked out. He wasn't so tall.
Duck! We'll get your burger at the Charlotte
Tavern.
Don't
wear that hat. You stand out, man.
I mean, history with your meal is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Right? I agree with you. And it makes you feel more connected to your community, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Right? Because you're right. Whether or not famous people ate there, you can't help but think, like, asses of 300-year-old people were in this
show. Yeah, like this thing has been around that long. Yeah. It blows you away.
Right? Like, and what impact that person had on the world. Like, there was someone in the 1800s that sat here and then went off and lived their life.
Right.
And you never heard of them. And maybe that person changed things for everybody
Could
forever.
Could have invented something.
Maybe they went home and they slipped in the dark and they got a splinter in their brain and they died.
Yeah.
Right? There is this really cool place over the border at Niagara on the lake in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
The Angel Inn. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I think so.
They say it's the oldest bar in Canada.
Oh.
And it dates back to the 1700s. And they serve food, too. And it is, like, untouched. From the way it was. Like, it's so old, I have to duck when I'm walking around in it. Low ceilings,
stuff like that.
But, like, we always get lunch there going up or back over the border.
Okay.
It's really cool.
So I know there's one in the Hudson called the Beekman Inn, and it's super old, and Washington is registered there. Yeah.
It's a like, still? So I could get him, like, candlesticks?
Yeah. No, like, he stayed there, and he wrote on the ledger like that they stayed there.
Oh, man. There's no way you could have faked that.
No, you can't, because it's even written old-timey.
Are you that much of a sucker, sucker?
What?
Yeah, what should you say to my house, too? I'll show you the book. George Washington.
I'm telling you, it's called the Beekman Inn.
So how much you look into it?
I didn't look into it any more than I saw the name.
Okay, so you just looked at it. So you saw his name written in the book.
I was also pretty drunk when I was No, but it was like one of these places.
Turns out it was actually George Jefferson.
So like Roosevelt, they ate there all the time because it was right down from his house.
No kidding.
And Roosevelt.
They got pictures?
Yeah, they got Roosevelt in there.
They got pictures? They don't. No, the way you said it tells me you ain't see a picture.
They got Roosevelt. You don't think they had Roosevelt in there?
You just told me they got Roosevelt in there. I asked if you saw a picture.
Well, they didn't have a ramp. That was the problem. So he used to eat up front. Because my legs don't work. Hold on, get me some French fries and a martini. Hold on, I got a call from the Japanese. Put them on hold. They can wait.
There is a limit, though, to how much authenticity you want with that historic restaurant.
Well, you don't want bad history either.
Well, I'm not. Okay. Yeah. Yes, I get. Yeah. I'm not talking the history of, like, bad.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this restaurant we're talking about, the Stissing House, whatever it's called, it has, you know, like we said, modern menu, modern technology to cook the food, tables, chairs, comfortability. You had brought up, like, the initial, original, authentic menu.
Yeah.
Like, let's say this Stissing House, it was all the history it was, but they served, you know, fried pigeon, porridge, and turnip.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go eat that?
Yeah, I think I'd try it. You wouldn't try a porridge? What's wrong with porridge?
No, I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way for a date night to eat pigeon porridge and turnips.
No, but I would try it. You wouldn't try it? I mean, if you're there, you wouldn't try it?
All right, let me put it this way.
Or maybe it's not my main meal, but I'd sample it.
If I went to the Genesee Country Village Museum and they were like, this is what they ate in the 1800s, I would try
that. You're there for historical reasons.
Yes. If I go to a restaurant and it's like, oh, it's time to have a meal, and they put down a pigeon in front of me, yeah, I don't want that.
Is that your passing?
I don't think
probably
so.
Probably be like eating a chicken.
I don't know. I've never had pigeon.
But what if you try it and you don't like it, and now you're stuck with this plate full of pigeon?
Yeah. You just pass on it.
Yeah. By the way, pigeon can't be good. There's no KFP.
Right? No, but I think in Europe they eat pigeon. Yeah, like, I think in Italy they eat
pigeon pie.
They eat pigeon.
Yeah, in Montreal they eat horse. I'm also not like bellying up to the bar for a big old horse steak.
I think how nice that thing would be, though.
I'm not saying I wouldn't eat it. I'm just saying I'm not going out of my way to try it.
All right.
I don't know. Like, and if the food, if it's cooked the way that it was back in the day, can't be good.
Well, yeah, it'd be pretty unhealthy.
Well, I'm not even talking unhealthy. No. I'm talking like flavor wise.
Oh, I might have maybe had more flavor back then.
Yeah, maybe you had to cover up a lot.
What spices would they have used?
Salt.
Exactly.
That's all they had back then.
No, but that's what I mean.
I didn't even think they had the salt mills yet. They had to, you know, you had to like chisel it off.
They were doing salt chiseling.
Smash it.
Salt chiseling, one of my favorite 1700s BG songs.
Salt chiseling.
Chiseling that salt. Well, then they shot him because they were Brits.
Well, you shouldn't have worn that loud jacket to dinner.
Wait, were they British or Australian?
Who?
Bee Gees.
Oh, they were Australian. Yeah, they're from.
You're criminal Brits.
Yeah. Well, they are Brits technically. It went bad.
No, I don't know. Like that's the other thing. Like if you were to authentically cook the way that they would have in the
1700s, well, it would be all open hearth, right? It'd be like on an open flame.
Did you say open hearth?
Yeah.
You hipster ass bitch.
But that it would be on an open flame and like almost like in a. Like a rotisserie thing.
Are we cooking open hearth tonight? You could have just said over fire.
But it's a hearth.
Hearth?
Yeah. Have you ever eaten open hearth?
No, I don't.
It's delicious.
No, that's why my dad, he got sick from it. He had to have open hearth surgery. After he took on the Bee Gees and the rest of the Redcoats. No, like, I mean, like what spices are authentic to America?
I'm guessing salt was your number one spice because it kept like the meat fresh.
I understand.
So what after that?
But like there, you wouldn't have had any of the South American spices, right? In the 1700s. You wouldn't have any Asian spices.
And I think they were expensive. Like they even have back then. So salt, pepper, what else?
How do you get pepper?
Mint.
From a pepper tree.
Cinnamon.
Oh, mint and cinnamon pigeon. It sounds delicious.
Chili powder.
Okay. Oh,
chili
powder. All right, we're there. All right. We're getting there.
That's not bad. Rub that all over a pigeon. Open hearth. God damn, you got a meal, son.
Sage.
I don't know what sage tastes like.
Neither do I, but I know I've had it.
I don't even know if I've had it.
You've had sage.
Oh, parsley. They probably had a lot of parsley.
Back. Okay. All right. Chili pigeon. Hearth, the chili pigeon sing. I'm only going on a break room field trip to go eat at this place.
Yeah.
Although it looks romantic and it might be weird for all of us.
Yeah.
By candle and...
Oh, yeah, there's no light bulbs, huh?
I think there are light bulbs. They just try and keep it like as authentic as possible.
All right.
All right, we'll go. And
pigeon by lantern light.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.